You and me, we had some great times. That road trip to the Florida Keys, those ski trips, those nights at the drive-in. That was a lifetime ago. Now you just sit there, all worn out and making my driveway an eyesore, and I think it's time for you to go.
Time to let go? Consider donating your car to help support Boise State Public Radio. Details are at boisestatepublicradio.org.
From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. Idaho, like much of the rest of the country, is facing drought conditions, and officials at the state and local level are taking steps to make sure there's enough water to go around. Now, the city of Meridian has been taking proactive steps in water planning and conservation, and the city wants to share information with the community about both its surface and groundwater supply. They're doing that at a town hall tonight. Meridian Public Works Director Lorelei McVay says the city has a robust and stable supply of drinking water. She is joining us now. Welcome to the program, Lorelei.
Hi, thank you.
So can you give us a quick overview of groundwater and surface water in the Treasure Valley?
Yeah, so this is a really important component when you talk about types and uses of water in the Treasure Valley. There's a distinct difference between ground and surface water and where those come from and the management challenges around them. So surface water is primarily the water that you would find above ground on the surface. So lakes, rivers, streams, reservoirs, ponds, and groundwater is the water that you find beneath the soil. So it's stored in essentially like a giant underground lake called an aquifer.
So then how is Meridian's drinking water supply and how do you monitor that as well?
So Meridian's drinking water, much like the majority of the Treasure Valley, comes from the aquifer, so the water under the ground. So we draw our water from the water tables that are approximately between 400 and 800 feet deep below the surface of the ground. And we have over 113 groundwater monitoring wells that we've been monitoring for over 25 years to tell us, is that water level stable? Is it decreasing? Is it increasing? And what we're seeing is that even with the growth in the valley, the water level tables in the aquifer remain really resilient and stable.
Meridian, as we all know, has seen a lot of growth and a lot of building. So how does water planning work when a new development is being planned?
So that's a great question. So every new development that comes into Meridian, we have water models that we run and ensure that we can provide water to that development in what we call sort of the worst case scenarios. So that would mean that there would be a providing fire flow to put out a fire on the day with the most demand of the year with the most important pump out of service. So we will not approve a subdivision if we don't have the supply and the infrastructure to serve that subdivision at those sort of worst case conditions. Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk a little bit about irrigation water. Now, I know that the city does not control the irrigation water, so we just want to make that really clear. But you at the city do keep an eye on the surface water outlook. So I'm curious about how that's looking right now.
Yeah, so we have been monitoring that as well as other officials across the state. And you know, there's a lot of questions because we have had a pretty rainy and cool April, and that has really put us in a better situation than where we were. But what happened is between January and April, we had about a 90-day window where we didn't receive a lot of moisture in the area. And that is our key time for building snowpack, which is where we hold a lot of our water supply. And so without building that key snowpack, we're still sitting below normal water levels for the year. And when you compound that with last year's hot, dry, drought summer, our reservoirs didn't have a lot of what they call carryover water to bring us into this next year. And so we're sitting at probably about 70% of what you would say is a normal water year. So we're in a much better spot than we thought we would be a few months ago because of the wet spring, but definitely not completely out of the woods for the water outlook this summer.
I have to tell you, when we had that rainy and cold April and even the majority of May, I just kept telling myself, you know, we need this, we need this. And I think that's what maybe got a lot of us through.
Absolutely. It has made a big difference. Much of the state is still listed in drought conditions for surface water, but we are in a much better space than we would have been without those couple of months.
So as I mentioned, the city of Meridian doesn't control irrigation water. So who does?
So there's about 43 irrigation entities in the Treasure Valley. In Meridian, there's four primary irrigation districts. Some of the names may be familiar: Nampa Meridian Irrigation, Settlers Irrigation, New York Irrigation are just a few.
If you're just joining us, let me reintroduce our guest. We're talking with Meridian Public Works Director Lorelei McVeigh about a town hall meeting that will be taking place tonight in regards to the city's drinking and irrigation water supply. So, Lorelei, you'll be sharing some conservation tips from local irrigation districts at this meeting. I know in the past we've heard that, you know, we should water our yards at night to conserve, but that might not be the best idea anymore. And why not?
So that's a great conservation message. So we're actually going to be joined by Josh Zamzos, who is the co-CEO of Zamzos, the garden and pet supply company in the Treasure Valley. And one of the messages that, like you mentioned, has previously been said is to water at night. And what really has happened is it's better for us to spread out both on the drinking water side and the irrigation side. It's better for us to spread out that peak use. So if everybody in the entire city decided to water their lawn at 10 at night, that's a huge demand right at that time. So what's actually better is for people to spread out irrigation throughout the day, the times of day, and then also the days of the week that they water. So you may be familiar with your HOA that asks you to water on even or odd days, depending on your house number. It's very similar to that concept.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then how does a community like Meridian actually spread out that watering? I know you mentioned HOAs being able to help, but I mean, in particular, because Meridian just continues to grow. So how do you, you know, make sure you can do this?
So that's the tricky part. So it's completely voluntary. We just have to ask and hopefully provide the message in venues like the town hall to ask people to, you know, be conscious of their watering. Another tip that we like to give people is, you know, a lot of us, since we have been watering at night, you may not have seen your sprinklers and where they actually water and if you have broken sprinkler heads. And so it's really important to run your sprinklers and check to see, are they watering efficiently? Are they overspraying? Are they broken? And those are really simple ways that people can also conserve water, is just by watching their sprinklers run through a cycle.
You know, I know that might sound a little silly, but it's certainly true. I mean, just at our house, I mean, you know, when you first bring those sprinklers on in this time of year, I mean, we found a couple already that it was like, oh, they're not watering properly, or we need to replace one of the sprinkler heads. So that is, I mean, it might be simple, but sometimes simple makes a difference.
Right. If everybody does those small things, it really helps spread out the, you know, the valuable supply of water. If we can each do those little conservation methods, it really does help.
And I know you mentioned Josh Zamzo coming in and speaking as well. And one of the things he's going to talk about is how to plant a more water conscious yard. Can you talk just a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, so they're really experts in how to best, you know, water and plant for the Treasure Valley climate. So we're really excited to have him there because they have such intimate knowledge about the Treasure Valley, about the climate, the weather conditions, the soil. And it's really interesting talking to Joss is that most people actually are overwatering, even the landscape that they do have today. And if you cut back, you may actually see an increase in the health of your yard and your plants.
So I'm curious, Lorelei, what are you looking at for the future of water in Meridian? I mean, do you have concerns? Do you feel the city is on the right track overall?
So we do feel like the city is on the right track. What we do from a city level is we have to plan for full city build out. So we estimate that Meridian will eventually get to over 350,000 residents. And while that timeframe, you know, isn't likely to occur until 2074, sometime out in the future, The city has enough water rights and pumping capability to provide that water supply at full city build out. And we've also, because of our aquifer monitoring, are certain that the drinking water supply will be stable enough to provide drinking water to full city build out.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with us about this. We've been speaking with Meridian Public Works Director, Lorelei McVeigh. The city's water town hall is tonight at 6 at Meridian High School. It will also be online and it will be recorded so you can catch it later as well. We will make sure that we put a link to the event on our website. Again, Lorelei, thank you so much for taking time out of your day.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And we want to let you all know, listeners, that this is just the first in a series of stories that we're planning for this summer. We're going to be looking at things regarding drought. We're going to be talking about our drought in Idaho and the effects and the impacts that it has on all of us, but also what we can do to hopefully help. So look for those as we get set to go through this summer. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.